Hey everybody, welcome back to the Social English Podcast. This is your host, Percy. Today, we are going to be doing another Google Translate Mistakes episode. Here, you can listen to Google and see how when I always say don't 100% trust Google because there are mistakes sometimes. Well, with that being said, Hikari, please start the show.
皆さんこんにちは。毎日少しずつ社交に使える英語の上達を目指すソーシャルイングリッシュポッドキャストへようこそ。今日はぜひもっと自信を持って英会話してみましょう。 Are you ready, Percy? Let's go!
Hikari, thank you once again for that amazing opening as usual. Welcome, everyone. Welcome back to the Social English Podcast for Japanese Learners. I'm Percy, your host. And if this is your first time listening to us, welcome. Please consider becoming a subscriber. As a matter of fact, why don't you go ahead and hit that subscribe button so you can continue getting our content. If you are a returning listener, I appreciate you for coming back. And please consider donating to the show. Now, today's topic, more Google Translate mistakes. So we're going to tackle some mistakes that happen using Google Translate. We're going to talk about those today, and we are going to fix them so that you hear the mistakes and you know when to not use Google Translate. Okay, so anyway, let's start off by relaxing and us picturing ourselves in a cafe, just relaxing, and you can hear the people all around us. We're drinking coffee and just enjoying our time. You asked me, Percy, your friend, to meet you at the cafe so we can have a calm and relaxed discussion about English. Why? Because you have questions and I am here to help you understand English better and feel more comfortable using your English. Okay. So today, I want to talk to you about Google Translate. So today, we have an example of Google Translate being wrong. Okay. Let's listen to the translation from Google Translate. I want to eat Korean food. Eat meal tickets can also be used. The staff were all young, but it felt good. I got a call tag, but he served me to my seat. I was surprised at the tattoo for a moment, but it may be a part of fashion for young people. Cheese dak galbi and sauce were quite spicy. Spicy and delicious. I was happy to have the sweet coffee that is often found in Korean shops. There are various menus, so I will go to eat other kinds again. Okay, let me read that one more time. Please listen. I think if you are a medium English level or at a higher English level, you heard some mistakes. So let me repeat the whole thing again. I want to eat Korean food. Eat meal tickets can also be used. The staff were all young, but it felt good. I got a call tag, but he served me to my seat. I was surprised at the tattoo for a moment, but it may be a part of fashion for young people. Cheese Doc Galbi and sauce were quite spicy. Spicy and delicious. I was happy to have the sweet coffee that is often found in Korean shops. There are various menus, so I will go to eat other kinds again. Okay. This is a Japanese translation into English of a what? That's right. It's a restaurant review. So, the restaurant review that someone is giving being translated into English. So, I will try to take each part, each sentence, and I will either correct it with standard English, or I will use some social English words. But let's go through this particular passage again. First, listen to the wrong sentence. Then I will fix it with the correct English. Okay, let's start. I want to eat Korean food. I want to eat Korean food. I wanted to get some Korean food. Social English translation. I wanted to get some Korean food. Why? Wanted because this is past. This already happened. So even when you talk to someone, you are telling a story. You're telling a story about something that happened to you. So it already happened. So it is in past tense. So we must use past tense English. Next, wrong English. Eat meal tickets can also be used. Eat meal tickets can also be used. Social English translation. Correct English. You can use meal tickets for your meal. You can use meal tickets for your meal. Also, you can use meal tickets to buy your food. You can use meal tickets to buy your food. Since we are first hearing the phrase eat meal tickets, or the noun eat meal tickets, we don't want to put that at the beginning of the sentence. because we don't understand what that means. Okay? So in English, you don't want to put the what we're talking about sometimes. Sometimes we don't want to put the subject of what we're talking about at the beginning of the sentence when we don't understand, actually not the subject, the object. We don't want to talk about the object at the beginning of the sentence sometimes because we don't understand exactly what's going on. This is a basic subject object verb usage. So and sometimes it doesn't work out right. The staff were all young, but it felt good. Wrong English. The staff were all young, but it felt good. Correct English. Social English. This place has young staff. This place has young staff. More social English. This place has young staff, but I still felt comfortable. This place has young staff, but I still felt comfortable. What the problem is the staff were all young, but it felt good. The staff were all young is not a complete idea, so we don't understand what that means. But it felt good. This sounds like a completely different thing. This is a different thing. So we can't use this together in the same sentence because we don't understand. The young staff felt good. Did you touch the young staff and they felt good? See, it doesn't make sense. It is strange. Okay. Wrong English. I got a call tag, but he served me to my seat. I got a call tag, but he served me to my seat. Social English, correct English. I had a call number, but was served. Let me rephrase that. I got a call number, but I was seated by the staff. I got a call number, but I was seated by the staff. Next, I was surprised at the tattoo for a moment. But it may be a part of fashion for young people. I was surprised at the tattoo for a moment, but it may be part of fashion for young people. Okay, that's wrong English. Let's talk about this, the correct social English. When I saw his tattoo, I was surprised for a minute. But I realize it's probably fashion for young people. I was surprised at his tattoo for a minute, but I realize that it's probably fashionable for young people. Okay. So you can see how we change that up a little bit. Let's go to the next part. Cheese duck galbi and sauce were quite spicy. Spicy and delicious. Cheese duck galbi and sauce were quite spicy. Spicy and delicious. Okay. Even though, here's the correct English, social English. Even though the cheese duck galbi and sauce were spicy, they were still delicious. Even though the cheese duck galbi and sauce were quite spicy, they were still delicious. Okay. Next, move to the next one. I was happy to have the sweet coffee that is often found in Korean shops. I was happy to have the sweet coffee that is often found in Korean shops. I liked the Korean sweet coffee because I had it before in other Korean shops. I was happy to have the Korean sweet coffee because I've had it before in other Korean shops. Okay, next and last wrong sentence. There are various menus, so I will go to eat other kinds again. There are various menus, so I will go to eat other kinds again. Okay. Social English version. There are various dishes on the menu. So I will go again to try new dishes. There are various dishes on the menu. So I will go to try new dishes again. Okay, now just quickly, the problem with the last sentence there is that when you say menus, the word menu means a physical menu, something made of plastic, paper, wood that has dishes on it, or meals that this restaurant sells or shop. So you don't want to say, I want to eat the menus again. It sounds very strange. Okay, so that's what our final wrap up is. Please listen to this episode at 0.5 speed if I spoke too fast for you to understand. And if I didn't, good on you. Good job. continue to listen very, very carefully and try to use the examples I gave you today in responding to the question of how you felt about a restaurant experience you had. Okay. All right. So that is going to do it for today's episode of the Social English Podcast. I know you learned a lot today. Please visit us at our website, realsocialenglish.com, where you can get my free download for you. It is the 7 mistakes most Japanese students or learners of English make and how you can fix them. You also find more resources to help you get better at English every day. Please subscribe to the podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google, Stitcher, and now Pandora. Become a patron. Help the show by donating $5 US to help us continue to go and support the show. We will show you our thanks by me personally thanking you on a future episode. You will also get new content only available on Patreon. Join us there at patreon.com www.sequoia.com/social-english. Share our podcast on your social media with your friends and follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. I will see you next time, everyone. This is your host, Percy. It was great talking to you today, and I can't wait to hear you get better at English every single day. You can always send me an email at percy@realsocialenglish.com if you want to talk about anything or have any questions. Okay, Hikari, please close out the show.
今日は楽しい時間をありがとうございました。ぜひ私たちのウェブサイト realsocialenglish.com を訪問して、日本語訳と役立つ情報を手に入れてください。また次回お会いしましょう。バイバイ。See you next time. Bye bye.